Good morning, gladiators. Today, I want to talk about owning your business and taking responsibility for the mindset of a business owner down to one little topic that I have found is really one of the biggest problems that business owners have, whether you be a blogger or a real estate agent or a car dealership owner or rental insurance company owner, whatever it is. All of the people I've worked with, they have had this problem, and it is so crazy because I see it every single time. I didn't really realize that the answer was the same for all of the problems until recently, because I went through my second batch of business owners, and it started to get redundant and repetitive for me. So I was able to see that, you know, here's the answer. So we have these business owners that are great people. They're hustlers, they're visionaries. They have, you know, an outcome that they are really gunning for. They want, you know, a blogger. She wants more followers. She wants more companies to engage with her. If you're an Instagrammer, you want more followers. You want better pictures. You want people to engage with you. You want people to pay you for content. If you're in real estate, you want more deals. You want more money. You want more production. You want more people to be loyal to you. You want to create an influx in the amount of people that are loyal to coming back to you even after they live somewhere for a year. If you are a recruiter, you want more people to refer you. You want to be the top of the line. You want those connections with those companies that says, we're going to her first because her candidate pool is great. I mean, no matter what you are, no matter what you do, if you are running your company, you're the CEO of your business, I have found the solution for you getting that more. So the word for more is growth. And everyone wants it. Whether they're saying they want more money or they want more clients or whatever they're saying, that is growth. They want more growth. And then we're coaching and we're reverse engineering the outcome that they want. And it's all part of the study and coaching them, because one, I used to manage people, but it was just too much stress for me. And so what I said is, I want more money and I want less stress and I want more clients and I want more winners. So what I need to stop doing is giving people the answer and stressing myself out, and instead coaching them to find their own unique answers so that they can feed themselves forever and give me more referrals. So what that looks like for everybody else, it's an honest moment with yourself where you say, I'm great, I'm fantastic, I am a killer, I'm a visionary, I can create a business model. It takes you saying, but I'm missing something. And what you're missing is someone like me who has worked for corporations, who has studied how they structure things out and reproduce one thing, and they can provide it to you. I'm going to use Chick-fil-A as an example just to get you in the right mindset. Chick-fil-A is a great company. They have a great product, a great service structure. They have one product and they produce billions of dollars of revenue every year. And I'm pretty sure they're the top fast food chain. And I think that their gross income has finally, the gross income for the past decade has overdone McDonald's, I'm pretty sure, which has like been a worldwide producer for a while, for a decade, but then they were finally outdone by Chick-fil-A, I'm pretty sure. I read an article. I'm gonna have to figure that out. But anyway, the whole concept is Chick-fil-A says they opened one store, and I'm gonna shrink these numbers down so that you can understand them a little better. Chick-fil-A had one store, and they said, this is phenomenal. We are just growing out the years. This is crazy. This is awesome. I want to do it again. So what they did was they said, here's our business plan. Here's our marketing plan. These are our standards. I'm going to sell you just this intellectual property, because I know if you do it this way and you follow it this way, you're going to boom like crazy. And they sell the business plan, but it takes the business plan. Now, the man who created the chicken sandwich, the visionary who said, everybody's going to love this, he is the killer. He was the game changer. He brought it to the table. He made it happen for one store, but he wanted growth. So he had to call in the experts, i.e. me, or whoever he chose to call in to reproduce it. He said, I'm going to need you to pull out the science behind what I'm doing, put it on paper, and train other people to do it so I can get more income for what I did, which was fantastic. I want more money for my brilliant idea. So he had to choose to grow, okay? And choosing to grow means you accept that You can't do it all yourself. And it doesn't mean you're any less of an innovator or any less of a business person, that you're not smart enough, that there's someone better. It makes you smarter for saying, it would literally cost me too much money, my time is too valuable, to sit down and learn how to do social media marketing, to sit down and learn how to do graphic design, to sit down and learn how to do accounting. I gotta hire someone to do it for me because I am producing too much while I am driving the vision, okay? Think about it. Think about it. So if you are selling a home, and in 1 hour, you could literally sell a home. In 5 hours, you could sell two homes. Why would you sit down for 5 hours and create the media on your social media accounts when you could use that 5 hours networking and selling homes? Because it's not worth it. And in that same 5 hours where you made $2,000 as a round number, which I'm sure it's usually more than that, you could have just paid someone $100 an hour, okay, to make your graphics for you, to do your graphic design. You could have paid your social media manager $20 an hour, okay? You're still under the cost, okay? There is a cost of operating, and the cost of operating cannot be you. You cannot expect yourself to be the best at social media business, the best at marketing business, the best at operating business. You're the best at what you do, and being the best at what you do and being the best business owner you can be is accepting that you can't do everything and you've got to hire other experts to do it for you. For another example, guess what? I want to keep doing my business and I want to do it well and I want to keep making good money, but guess what? I can't do all my accounting for me. For a while, TurboTax was a great tool when I was making enough money to where TurboTax could handle the refunds and all of the mark-offs and whatever. I have an idea about taxes, but I'm not a CPA and I don't want to risk it, and I know it's not worth my time to figure out how to do my taxes on my own, so I pay my CPA a percentage of what I get, and she's the professional. She's the visionary. She's driving her own car. It would literally be stupid for me to say, let me learn everything there is about being a CPA, about taxes, to do my taxes once a year. No way, Jose. That is the wrong idea, okay? We need other people to be the best we can be. You need tools to create things. If you want a legacy, you've got to keep driving the vision. Other people can do the simple menial task for you. The marketing, the operations, the accounting, the billing, the emailing, the invoicing, the graphic content, you know, even pre-scheduling all of your posts. You can find someone to do that for you if you are looking for growth. You are not supposed to do those things if you're looking for big growth. Don't be crazy, okay? Don't think you're supposed to do it all yourself. What happens when one pillar has too much pressure on it? It crumbles. It will crumble under the pressure. What do you do if you were one pillar supporting one little sailboat on the top? Yeah, you did fine. But if you wanted to graduate and start running a cruise ship, you're going to need a second pillar, because one pillar is going to fall over. It's going to tumble. But when you add that second support, everything got so much easier. Okay, now you're going to turn your cruise ship into a freaking military freaking ship. Okay, a mission ship or whatever they are. I'm not good at those kind of words because I don't talk about that stuff a lot, but I'm trying to use analogies I've heard before. You add another pillar, you add another platoon, you even out the weight, okay? You use other experts to continue creating income for yourself. Now, you probably aren't going to be making as much money in the beginning when you're figuring it out as you did when you were hustling your small operation, okay? What I'm saying is, if you're going to be growing, you're probably going to, you know, in your head, double your numbers and say, man, that's a lot of money. You're not going to be matching that number yet. In the beginning, you will be investing your money in other experts to help you out. Just like, you know, people like me who can come in and say, you know, you need all of these people. We need to figure it out. And guess what I also do after a month? You know what? I think we don't need that one anymore. We reduce it. And I help you strategize and create that income and figure out how your operations are going and how your marketing is going and how you're engaging with people. I'm there to help you create that operation balance management. But you have to understand, if you want that growth, you won't be able to handle it yourself. You will crumble under the weight and the pressure of all of your goals. You have to hire other experts. There are a lot of creative tools to hiring other experts, whether it be, you know, finding an intern or finding someone on Fiverr. I mean, I have done everything for other businesses, all kinds of different things, but you have to trust them. You have to understand that forward is the direction. And if you stop too long to try to make yourself do everything, you're going to stay there. You're going to stagnate. You're going to plateau. You're going to crumble and you're going to give up. But if you find someone to help you, it will be easier. And, you know, that's why these people, even them taking the first step to hire me, is such a great step. And then I have to go in and tell them, hey, your product's great. We need more experts. And they're like, that's insulting. I'm the best expert. I've done this all on my own. And I'm like, oh, I don't even, you know, I know it's required that I tell them you're wrong. You need more people. You want more money? You need more people. You want to invest more money? You'll have a better outcome. Think about it. Nobody just throws 25 bucks into the stock market and comes out a millionaire. Right? How many Chick-fil-A sandwiches does Chick-fil-A sell in a day? Okay, even if they monopolize, or even if they franchised out and made a second location and they're only making 50% off of the profit they made at the first store because they're franchised out, you know, the other 50% goes to the franchise owner, they're still making more money. And then after that, the next wave of franchises, they're making another half of that money. It is a slow build process. But although it's a slow build process, you have to be a radical at believing it and taking the steps necessary to grow it. If you want growth, understand you will not be able to do it on your own. You will not be able to do it on your own. I spoke to a recruiter the other day. She's brand new, fresh out of college. She's great. She's sweet. I mean, she's doing the right thing. She wants to serve these people and she wants to make money doing it. Okay, that's great. She's like, but work only gives us X amount of leads. And I was like, okay, sister, you're in a sales job. Okay. Why do you expect work to feed you? They're not going to. They're not going to feed you. You're going to have to go out there and find the people yourself. You're going to have to bring them to you. You have the personality for it and you've got to make it happen. The answers are not going to be right there at your fingertips. You're going to have to find someone to challenge your operating style to make more income. Now she realized she needed, you know, some kind of social media going. She needed, strategic webs on social media on how to bring her engagement to her, how to bring her to the top of the algorithm so more people start stepping in and engaging with her. So Instagram is totally pay to play. How do we get her to the top without her paying tons of money at first? So, you know, for every single person, even though she's working for another company, she's the CEO of her bank account. She is in a sales job. She needed someone else to point those things out, even with her great degree, even with her great personality. I mean, she's an amazing person. You need someone who does operations and marketing all day long to point it out to you, and you need other people to execute on the structure that you create. You can't go around and be your CPA and your marketing person and your email person and your flyer and your review manager and your inbox handler. You can't be all of those people. You need to be the visionary, the kick-ass visionary that you are with the product and the hustle that you have, and you need to trust other people to do things for you. And when they fall through, you let them go and you find new people. That's the art of business, okay? Business is an art. It's complex and you are part of the music. It's like a symphony, okay? You're the violin. And I'm sorry I'm saying okay all the time. It's a terrible habit I'm trying to break, but I hope you're still getting the value out of this conversation. But yes, it is a symphony. You're the violinist. There has to be other people, you know, in that orchestra, other types of tools, other types of people to make it louder, to make people pay so much money for the tickets to come to your show. To give you that hustle, you've got to lean on other people. You have to understand that your skill set is amazing and on fire, and you created the vision and people believed in it and they come to you and you made a lot of money. Okay, it's easy. I always say this to people. It's easy to be big shit on level one. But if you want to be the creator of the game, you're going to have to level up. If you want growth, you're going to have to understand it's going to have some complexities to it and you may not have the answers. And it doesn't make you any less of a badass. It makes you a smarter badass for saying, my minutes and my hour of my day are worth more doing this, so I'm going to hire someone else to do it for me, because just like that franchise, although I may be taking a 50% cut, I'm going to be able to reproduce that over and over again, franchise it out. And at the end, it's more money for my vision instead of me being, you know, basically a turd and saying, no, I'm not going to give someone 50%. And then you look up 20 years later and you've reproduced and reproduced and reproduced, and guess where you're going to be looking up from? The frickin' padded couch on your loft or your, you know, yacht, wherever you're looking out, because you were smart enough to say, hey, someone else take this pressure for me so I don't get burnt out. If you want that outcome, if you want that vision, if you want your business to be amazing, we're going to go with something I have said a million times, and I will continue to say to all of the people I've mentored who have been in one of my classes, who have done a power hour with me, people who I've just sat at the bar and, you know, shot the shit with, choose legacy over an immediate paycheck every single time, because people who chase money get tired. People who pursue a legacy know that money is a standard amenity. And gladiators, I'm going to leave you with that. As you can tell, I'm a little bit passionate about it today. I just had like 3 back-to-back conversations with people about the same topic. So I was like, I'm going to put this out there into the universe, and I hope that people are going to respond to it. Sorry if it was a little rougher than I usually am. I just felt like it needed to be said. I really hope today you guys are motivated to pursue your dreams, and you're not sitting on the couch and you're doing a little bit more than you did yesterday, because that is the mission. That's the motive. Defeat who you were yesterday. Keep growing. Your competitors are just static noise. You are truly your own competitor, and that's the only competitor that actually matters. So this is going to be on Anchor. It's also going to be on Apple Podcast. If you love me, you'll give me a rating. I'm trying to do this for real. And also I'm friendly, super friendly, and I'm on Instagram all the time. Shoot me a message. I'll respond to you. I love to hang out with you guys. I love to just hear what you have to say. And I also need feedback, by the way. I want to be the best at business, so I need feedback. I need constructive criticism, and I'm really not a sensitive person. If you tell me something, I'm going to see the value in it, or I'm not. And I know that I'm shaping myself to be the best, but I'm not there yet. You know, I'm not Bill Gates. When I am on his level, check back with me, and I'm sure that I'll have a different opinion, but I'm not there yet. I learn every single day, and most importantly, I learn from all of you guys, because myself as a tradesman is someone who teaches people things, and I get more experience the more I work with y'all. So your feedback is, you know, super, super, super crucial to my growth. I will see you guys next time. Toodles.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.